Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up. And I'm frickin' ecstatic when I consider the possibilities. It's also the fourth day of August, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 82 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 91 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Wow, it's kind of cloudy and just slightly muggy, but man, it's staying warm, staying warm. I mean, I'm not going to complain because I know what lies ahead. It's a couple months down the road here, I'll be going, damn, I wish it was warm again. I'll be bitching and moaning about it all winter long. You guys will see. Well, let's see what we have here on the itinerary. Federal court rules unlicensed pets are contraband. Really? Police can legally kill them. Really? Legally? Lawfully? We're going to figure that out, aren't we? And we'll do that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueNutritionNow.com. That's TrueNutritionNow.com. Then call 520-829-1133. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Federal court rules unlicensed pets are contraband. Police can legally kill them. This is from Free Thought Project. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Nikita Smith filed a lawsuit against the Detroit police after they killed her 3 dogs during a raid on her home in search of pot last year. Well, we can just stop right there. It was absolutely illegal. We, the people of these United States, never granted any such authority to any government to tell us what we can have, or, you know, as far as the pot, what we can put in our bodies, what we can sell amongst ourselves. The authority simply isn't there. This is, again, the admiralty. This is military dictatorship saying, well, you just can't have it because we say so. What the hell with you? I live under the common law. You have to, I mean, if somebody has a problem with me having a pile of pot, well, they better go down and file the correct papers in the common law court. And they better file affidavits showing how me having this pile of pots caused them some kind of a crime against them or some kind of a civil damage against them. And it just doesn't exist, people. And bottom line is we couldn't have granted them any such power because our rights are unalienable. That means we can't even give them away. On Wednesday, a judge absurdly ruled the dogs were considered contraband, and I found that really interesting. You know, I hear where I live, we have what's called open range. And I've told the story before, I'll tell it again. When I was a little kid, we lived out at a place called Bly. People might know it as they had the little thing about the terrorists out there, a terrorist camp out in Bly, Oregon. And that's where I lived when I was just a little feller. And there was a lady out there, it was just a black lady. I mean, there was very few black people. I mean, I didn't even, except for these people, I don't think I'd seen another black person being a kid. But her son was out on one of the back roads that go out past the ranches, and he was clipping along and hit a cow, and it killed him. And so the mom, my dad, I remember we had to stay in the car, but my dad went out there, and the mom, she was just crying, and everybody's trying to console her. And the lady that owned that damn cow, she came out there, and she wanted to know who was going to pay for her cow. I guess, and you know, those aren't licensed. At least cattle aren't licensed, but they can get out in the road, you know, and you hit one of them and you get killed. You got to pay for that cow. But when it comes around the other end of it, your animal, I'm telling you, I've had this fight with these bastards in the way in the past. But my when I had a dog, that dog was my property. My property, absolute. Anybody who tried to say it wasn't my property, you know, with outside the common law, well, we'd have a real big problem. But to consider it contraband, let's look at their reasoning here. Noting that Smith had no legal basis to sue the police department for shooting and killing her dogs. Well, no judge gets to say whether there's a legal basis for a suit. It is beyond their capacity to say whether there's a legal basis to sue. If you sue somebody in the common law, and it is frivolous. I mean, the most frivolous bullshit you ever heard of in your life. I sued them because the wind blew, because they opened their door and it messed up my hair, kind of bullshit. You know what? You can do it. But that justice in the common law is absolutely a double-edged sword. I'd turn around and countersue you for harassing me over a simple act of nature and the fact that you have taken me away from what you have seized me. And I would sue you under the fourth article for seizing me without reasonable cause. And I would be the one that would collect. This is how frivolous lawsuits would be handled in the common law. And there's nothing frivolous about this. This person came and destroyed her property. Now, I tell you what, in the common law, man, let's go on this a little bit here. Shooting her dog due to the canines not having been properly licensed. So you got to license your property with the state. You have to register and pay the state to own a piece of property before it can actually belong to you. Is this what they're trying to tell us here, people? How far does it have to go? Subsequently, the federal civil rights lawsuit filed by Smith after a raid on her home by the Detroit police, and they put this federal civil rights lawsuit where you're filing under their statutes and you're going into the Admiralty Court where you're presenting yourself as a piece of property without right and you're in the wrong frickin' court. You have no jurisdiction. They have no jurisdiction in the first. I mean, it's kind of a circle jerk, isn't it? But, I mean, she should have been suing for let's go ahead. She sued the municipality, or I guess the city. But you wouldn't be suing the city. That is not how the common law works. That's why it wouldn't have any teeth. I mean, what you would do, the individual working for the city, pretending that they had the authority to come and kill your dog and invade your property without the proper due process of law, as described in the Bill of Rights, you would take them as an individual. they wouldn't be, this agent or that agent, you know, the doggy cop or the DEA unit of the police department. They would be Joe Blow. Joe Blow, you're coming here. You just became a human being again. And I'm going to take every fucking thing you own. I'm going to take it because I'm going to fill it. I'm going to put this lawsuit out here. In first place, my dog, you might can say my dog was maybe, my dog, I don't know, on the open market, depending on the dog. If it was a Labrador Retriever, it might be worth $500 or $600. But punitive damages, I mean punishment for civil, because what you did to me was a civil crime when you came in, because it caused me pain. It caused me pain and suffering. I'm gonna want punitive damages. I want to punish you for what you did. And you say, well, you just can't do that. Well, you want a goddamn bet? Because that judge up there, he can't save you because he's a common law judge. All he can do is make sure the procedures are being followed and nobody's rights are being violated. And I'm not violating your rights bringing you. It is my goddamn right to bring you here. I filed the correct paperwork. Here we are. That judge can't dismiss this case. No judge can dismiss a case in common law. Like I say, if it's wrong, if you're being wronged in a suit, you countersue. That's how that works out in the common law. Now I got 12 of my neighbors sitting on the jury there, and I'm going to tell them what you did. You came in, you kicked in my frickin' door. Did you have a warrant? Did you go down to, as a human being? Not you saying you came as a municipal officer of some corporation? You came and you kicked in my fucking door and killed my dogs? Well, why'd you do that? Well, I was acting under this. You were acting under color of authority, because you can't show no actual damage against you as an individual, can you? You cannot show that I've committed any civil crime against you as an individual. If you had a warrant, the warrant is bullshit because you can show no cause for being here bothering me. You say, well, you got marijuana, so what? What about it? It has to be a damage to somebody before it can be even a civil crime. Yeah, I got a whole goddamn pile of pot. How did that hurt you, by the way? Well, how is that upsetting how is that violating your rights? Because that's the only way you can really bring me into a common law court. And then we would talk about the fact that you killed my dogs. Well, the dogs came at me. You were on my property. You didn't have a proper warrant. You had not filled out the affidavit. You were coming under the color of law, because that's the only way. See, the only way you could come into my house legally is with a court ordered. And that would be under a warrant signed by a judge saying what you were coming there for. And you can't just come there because you, as a municipality, I'm not a part of your fucking corporation and I'm not in the military. Hence, you have no jurisdiction. You would have to come as a private national, a private national of the United States. You would have had to file saying, well, he's got a pile of marijuana in there. Well, it belongs to me. That marijuana is stolen. I know it's in there. I had somebody that walked in there and seen that pile of marijuana. That's my second affidavit to my warrant. That is the only way you could have been at that house. And even at that, you would have had a knocked on the door, presented your warrant, and then said, well, could you move your dogs back? I mean, we were coming in to search. And then, if you had the proper warrant and you came in looking for your pot, and the dog got loose and came at you and you shot it, you might have a case to not get your ass sued, everything that belongs to you. And then, again, we'd be looking at those 12 people on that jury. 12 other people that live in that community who don't want their goddamn doors kicked in, who have the audacity to think that they have the right to decide what goes in their body, what they can possess, what they can trade or sell amongst themselves, is the common law. Is absolutely the common law. Yeah, go ahead.
Now, you know, as you, I was going to the common law, and I noticed now that I can really see and I can tell why they don't, why they got rid of it, because it ties their hands up so much that they really can't do nothing. If you're not harming anyone or harming anyone's property, they can't deal with that. It is too blatant, and it's not a broad spectrum.
They couldn't even if
they can't tie you up.
What you got to understand, Dion, is even if you were harming someone, they live in a different world than us. If you were harming someone, the way that it has to be dealt with, because you have the right to live and exist within the common law, your rights are absolute. Another person that you were harming would have to go to, see, you would have your sheriff, he would be an elected official from the people, and you'd have your common law judge, or you'd have a constable. You would get, the only way that a harm could be even corrected, the government just can't do it. They, the only jurisdiction they can operate in is the admiralty. You have the right to, they cannot bring themselves onto you. No government official of any capacity or any of these goddamn corporations operating under the franchise can come near you. They cannot have jurisdiction over you. As people, they can. As individuals, they can come as, like I said, Joe Blow. But they can't come as Officer Joe Blow in this capacity, because they can only operate in the admiralty, and the only court you can be brought into is a common law court. That means they have to go and show a damage to them. They have to give the corpus delicti. They have to show the damage. They have to have two affidavits, I mean, the complaint and the affidavit, because everything in law, in true law, in the common law, is in affidavit form. Everything is sworn testimony. They have to have it for them as the government, as a government official, as an official of a municipality, as official of a town. They cannot just, they cannot come near you. They are in a different world. What they, how they operate, that was just for running government. That wasn't for running us. That's why they call us a self-governing people, because we do govern ourselves under the common law. We have complete access to justice, because we carry the jurisdiction in ourselves with, as individuals. When a common law court goes to work, it is not, that court, that judge, that room means nothing. A court is a place where you, is a place and a gathering to get, examine a body of law. And if you, when we, you go in and you move, that's why they call it moving a court. That court sits nil. It can't do nothing. It is impotent. It can do nothing. It is not a government agency. It can't just activate itself and do anything to anybody. It just sits there. When you come in, you're bringing your personal jurisdiction as an American national in there. You are the one that is doing everything in the court. You, and if there's an opponent, if you have somebody that you're against, it is your two people that are coming in there. You're agreeing that you have the jurisdiction, and you are running that court. It is your authority that makes that court have authority. The court you exercise your authority through that court. It is a process to exercise your will and your rights through that court. When that court, when you get an order from a common law court, you write that order yourself. You put down this person, you know, when at the end, say it was a lawsuit, or even if you're asking for somebody, if it's a civil crime, you write down the order, that it is so ordered that this person will do this and that and the other thing. And then you leave a place for that judge to sign it, for the court to say you went through the process and you invoked your jurisdiction and you had the authority to do so. Here's the order. And it's coming from the court, but the court, it's coming from you. It is just, that is just verifying the process that you used. It's like, as an American national, you can walk up and lay your hand on somebody's shoulder and arrest them. I mean, you're taking a big chance. You better be right. But by God, you have, I mean, if some, you, like you catch somebody, stealing from you. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to go there and call 911 and get the cop, and then the DA talks to the other fella and over there, well, he's a cop's nephew, so we can't file no charges against him. That's not how it works, people. You walk right up and lay your hand on their shoulder and say, I arrest you. You're being held in custody, and you stand right there and you wait till the constable gets here to take your ass to jail. And you try to get away. I'm going to whoop your ass right here. You're going to be laying here for the constable to take to jail. And the constable comes, but you do that. Now you're taking somebody in custody. You have just seized them under the fourth article. But it was because of something that was in motion. It was something that was happening. Like I said, you caught somebody stealing, you know, in your yard, stealing something. You have the right to arrest them and stop that theft. Hell, you got the right to shoot them if they, you know, and so in the olden days, I mean, when people operated under the common law, it was, I mean, if they were stealing your horse or, you know, something that could cause you a great deprivation that could have threatened your life, you shoot them, get away with it. Because who's going to judge you? 12 more of your neighbors are going to judge what you did. But like I said, you know, everything that happens in real law, in the common law, it comes from you. That court by itself, it is nothing. It's a building with an asshole sitting on the bench. That guy has no power sitting up there. Once you activate the process, all he's there for is to make sure the process is properly followed, that you're invoking your jurisdiction, your personal jurisdiction as an American national. You are invoking it correctly. You're not violating the other feller's rights in the way that you're conducting your the business of the court. You feel that you got that warrant correctly. There was a preliminary hearing. If it's a civil crime, there was a grand jury hearing where the grand jury investigated, and you got a true bill. All the process. That's what the judge is there for. He's not to judge the evidence, whether it's relevant, irrelevant. I bet this is how this in the admiralty now. It's just like a goddamn, he's a captain sitting up there, and you're on his ship, and the law is what he says it is. And when he drops the gavel, that's the end of the conversation. But that is not the common law that we are guaranteed. And as American nationals, we are absolutely, there is no other law that can be put upon us that unless you join the military. And the admiralty that they control is for, like I said, the military, and for foreigners, like these son of a bitches invading into our country right now. They're coming and they're opening up these superior courts to override the state admiralty courts, and using writing it down on a document like you can just invoke common law for a goddamn foreigner at a whim, and then and keep it completely away from the American nationals who are guaranteed it. That's how the common law works. That's where your rights are. That's why it's all right there. That's why this lady, she couldn't even be bothered. These son of a bitches should be hung for official oppression under color of law. They had no authority to come in her home. It cannot be considered unlawful for her to have the pot. Even if she had the pot, it would have to be proved that it harmed somebody before they could even talk to her about the pot. And before the other person could ask for a redress or else a sentence or, some kind of relief. This is what people are missing. I was listening to Spike's show earlier, and he had the honeybee up, and she was saying that it was boring and people didn't want to talk about it. But whatever else you're doing out there, if you don't understand the common law, you're pissing up a wet rope. You do not even know which way you're going. Once you understand it, that's the base you operate from for anything else you're going to do, because that's where your authority is. That's where your jurisdiction to conduct whatever you, an investigation, whatever you want to do, to take the crime in this country to task. That's where it would be with the individual. And what do you think, man? Do you think that the individuals being infected by these crimes might take this the matter of these crimes a little more seriously and prosecute them? And there wouldn't be no dirty deals or paying off lawyers or paying off judges and people just walking out the other door, or like up in Portland, letting the illegals out the back door? See, this is a big argument they're having right now, is that the states don't have to enforce federal law. No, they don't. But they sure as hell cannot obstruct federal law either when it comes to our borders. And that's what we're talking about with invaders. That is military. That is admiralty. When somebody crosses your border without filled out the correct paperwork to show that they're coming here for a peaceable purpose, they are to be assumed to be an invader. And tell me they're not. They have come here. They have killed our people. And we've watched our people be butchered. And then we stand there, you stand there, I'll prosecute that somebody. Well, no, you won't. We'll put you in jail for just saying that. We'll call you a goddamn radical terrorist for saying that you will prosecute the crime of this foreigner who came into your country. The only thing we charged these miserable son of a bitches with was guarding our sovereignty. That's why it's called admiralty. It's all military. And the whole government is goddamn military. That's all there is to it. They were put there to deal with foreign countries. And then, of course, they threw before the Bill of Rights was attached, they threw in the Commerce Clause and the General Welfare Clause, because they had full intent on exactly what we're living today, as witnessed by the fact that the people who wrote the Anti-Federalist Papers, they wrote it. They said, this is what they're going to do with that, because they knew the son of a bitches then, just like we know the bastards now. They knew what they were. And they said, this is why they want this in there. They want these open subject matter powers. So that's why they put the Bill of Rights with the Ninth Amendment, the Ninth Article in it. The Ninth Article, see, they seen what they were going to do. How do you stop that? Well, you lay out the rights as they are. This is the common law. This is our law. This is our self-governing system that we're going to live under. And you're not, and you just say you want that citadel, that 10-mile square there in D.C. for your federal power to deal with foreign countries and to deal with international commerce and to mint money for us, because we need to, have commerce amongst ourselves. And you're only going to do it in gold and silver to make sure that we aren't having our labor and our resources stolen from us, right? So that was agreed upon. So when the guys wrote the Bill of Rights, that's why that Ninth Article was put in there. yeah, these rights, how do we make sure that they don't take that Commerce Clause and that goddamn, just like the anti-federalists. I mean, when you look at the two things together, this is when they were thinking out the Bill of Rights, is when they were writing these Federalist Papers, because they said this is what will happen if they turn and use this undefined power and start defining it as a power for excise tax. A power, I mean, goddamn, you name it what they haven't done through the commerce, you know, a power to, you know, to bring in fiat currency from an international bank and start eating out your resources. Well, we're going to say they can't do that with the ninth article. We're going to write it down there. The only, we get to live in our world. Do you ever step in over into our world trying to steal from us or put us under your rule? Well, the ninth article says, well, you just plain ass can't do it. And we can take the second article and enforce the ninth article. And when it comes to the states, you know, that's another argument they like to play in the circle jerk. Well, I mean, like they're trying to, with us seeing here with the states, with the illegals and all this bullshit right now. Well, it said that's why they got the 10th article in there, because they figured, well, this federal, we were looking at a federal government being a powerful thing that could get away from us and cause us harm. But they realized, because they were very intelligent men, they realized that the states were where these goddamn pirates were going to come from. And if they couldn't do it through the Fed, they'd come back to do it through the state. That's why the 10th article was put there. And the 10th article says, and I do quote, the 10th article says, the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively. That took the 9th article and put it on the states too. So they couldn't create any power to violate our rights, to violate our sovereignty and to, you know, take our property and our, and in the end, our lives from us. Anyways, guys, we're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueNutritionNow.com. That's TrueNutritionNow.com. Then call 520-829-1133. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
We'll be right back. dumber, and they either wear an R or a D. I gave up on cable, cause you know there ain't nothing to see. Real people with cameras have become the only truth on TV. And it's a shame, cause who's to blame is the biggest criminality. Contracts were made to protect what the creator gave. The war is fought, side fought by those who buy and sell the slave. Lies told, face bold to the ones to be convinced they're brave. Once more, that few selects gets to fill the grave. Well, I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off a grizzly bear that's sleeping. Means to give it the respect that it needs. Gun control with my pistol means I hit the target and the clip feeds. My rights from the creator are a no conditions guarantee. No need to push the limit and find out why that's America's creed. I made that promise to the Constitution and what it means. I pledge an oath to allow for what my grandkid will dream. If I don't have tomorrow, I know they'll find my Browning is clean. Don't come for my gun if you think that I hate all that I've seen. I learned history, Grandpa. Dumb down our kids. There's MK Ultra, AIDS and SIDS, chemtrail clouds, GMO foods. You call that health care? Can't even say good. It's your rights that I fight for. Together we will not have to run. Your house, your spouse, protect against whatever they're from. Foreign and domestic are the two types of venomous scum. In short, I won't shoot you if you don't come for my gun. I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. It's all a grizzly bear that's sleeping.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1238 Pacific Time, and that was Thurman Osley with Don't Come For My Property. Don't Come For Me. Leave Me Alone. Denver City Council considers stance on protecting immigrants from federal agents. This is from CBS, sent in by Katie for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And again, we're, you know, here we are talking about the 10th article. I mean, all the laws that, I mean, not laws, I mean, all this draconian tyranny that is being inflicted down in the state of California. The 10th article covers that. The 10th article says that it is the duty for the federal government to send in federal troops and arrest the whole goddamn lot of them down there because they are violating the 9th article. And let's, I think this is something that people aren't really getting is the 10th article. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution. That is what is not given, the limited powers we gave them. Anything else is not there. It or prohibited by it to the states. Now, in the 9th article prohibits it to the states just like it prohibits it. It holds the states under the same standard as the federal government. They can create no power that violates those goddamn absolute rights. And they are absolute. That means no infringement. You can't even talk about it. And what's going down in California, you know, they're talking about seceding from the union and what might have you. Federal troops should be down there. They should have already arrested them all, ran everybody back across the border that isn't supposed to be here. Because this one here, let's go into this a little bit. Dozens of people filled the room where the Denver City Council met on Wednesday to consider taking a stance on protecting immigrants. No, invaders. An immigrant is somebody who comes lawfully to your country and assimilates and with your permission to be here. That is not immigration. It is invasion. From federal agents, the safety committee. A safety committee. Ooh, don't that sound familiar somewhere? Safety committee passed the ordinance by a vote of 6-1. This comes on the same day as President Donald Trump endorsed the RAISE Act, an immigration bill aimed at reducing legal immigration overall and give priority to English-speaking applicants. No, Donald Trump wants and his little cabal wants is they want to be able to select who they bring in here, 500,000 of them a year, to take out the rest of your middle-class jobs, period. It's as plain as the nose on your face. We talked about his Jared Kushner yesterday and how he got the money handed him to build a whole hotel for himself just for old Jared. He should get $150 million just given to him that's selling out what belongs to the rest of us. You see, when any of these so-called immigrants come across the border into your country and they're allowed to stay here, that's giving away a portion of what belongs to you and me. They have no authority. Why do they have no authority to give away what's ours? And this country is ours. Why do they have no authority? Because they are taking from us without due process of the law. It belongs to us. They're taking it and giving it to somebody else. And there's no court order. We never went through no procedure that we are absolutely guaranteed in the Bill of Rights, the common law. The states can't do it. The Fed can't do it. Your neighbor can't do it. Nobody can do it. And as far as immigrating into this country, it was the goddamn robber barons, the international elite that wanted to pump more people in here and, you know, set up the immigration and paid off to have the immigration laws to bring more of a workforce in here to exploit our resources that belong to us as fast as they could because they wanted the riches, the mountains of gold for themselves that belong to all of us. Actually, after the Revolutionary War, the only people that could have come in here, there would have had to be consent from everybody for the common law to be absolute and enacted. It would have had to be a consent from every American across that was here. It belonged to us. It wasn't one person's. I mean, it's like when they gave it to the barons to come over here from like Ireland and Scotland, these English barons and shit to come over here to run a railroad across here. Well, we're just going to give you these big parcels of land because we've decided we want a railroad. Can't do it. Those big parcels of land belong to every son of a bitch here. You would have had to have our consent. And it ain't just a vote of consent because we're talking property now. And we're talking about the government taking property that belongs to the people to hand to a foreigner. You would what it would have had to be was a national referendum. And all those who said no would have had to been compensated for their share of what was lost handing this over to this son of a bitch. Otherwise, the common law would not have been satisfied. Same here with this illegal invasion we're facing right now. When they bring, like they, you know, they, we're going to legalize, or Ronald Reagan, we're going to legalize 3 million that turned into 10 million. When you legalize those 10 million peoples, you took a portion of what belongs to each and every American national, and you handed it to some son of a bitch without our consent. That's real property. That's our wealth. That's our heritage. It belongs to us. Absolute as property. But you know, they worked in removing the common law and all the dirty dealing over the years by the Masonic dirty church cabal. They removed the thought of private property. I mean, now they tell you you don't own your goddamn car. You don't own your dog. According to the last goddamn article, you don't own anything. You live here at the leave of your masters that live in Washington, D.C. and have spread their tentacles out across the whole total of the land and removed your common law jurisdiction, your common law rights, and replaced it with admiralty military jurisdiction to take and do as they please, and you've just been reduced to a piece of property. So when these people think they're going to fight this, if you think you're going to fight this in any quarter, you better understand the common law, because that's the foothold you have to take. That is your authority to fight. That is your authority to enforce the common law. This comes on the same day as President, oh, we did that. Okay. RAISE stands for Reforming American Immigration for the Filthy Rich. I mean, they're talking about this, you know, this reforming the tax code. Now, if I can't get nothing else through to you people, listen to this. Now, it's a total expansion. I mean, this is what Trump's saying. He's going to expand American government. He's going to expand the military. There are already new agencies and all of this shit. Okay, who's going to pay for that? And at the same time, you're going to cut taxes on the 1% down to nothing. Then if you keep expanding, I mean, they try to tell you, oh, it's good for everybody. Cutting the tax rates, we're going to cut them for the middle class. They'll cut enough for the middle class to get them to go out and be stupid and vote again. And everybody else, if they cut it for the middle class and they cut it for the rich, who's going to pay for all this shit? Oh, I guess the working poor. And then when the working poor can't pay for it, well, what do they do then? Oh, that's right. They borrow money from the Chinese and from the rest of the world. And then when that phony ass goddamn Ponzi scheme fraud of this international lending, then like China coming in here now they've got this phony, this fraud, fraudulent goddamn digits in the computer. They're coming back and they're coming for the real property. This is how they come in. We got to satisfy this debt. We're going to hand this over to this multi-billionaire from China. No, we're not. You have been operating without consent for way too long. 25% is not consent for 100%. I'm sorry. Mark said 65%. I say 75%. I figured in the fraud and everything else. 25% we got four people in a room. Now, you know, they talk about democracy, and they're calling our republic a democracy. It's not a republic. It ain't anything anymore. It's a goddamn dogfight. But, I mean, under the theory of democracy, you got four people standing in a room. Now, one person says, we're going to take all the land of all five of us and hand it over to this son of a bitch. Is that democracy? Not that democracy figures into this. But as one of them four people, I say, you ain't taking shit, buddy. You have no legal authority to remove anything from me. The only way, as an American national, anything can be removed from me is through a cause, through a common law court. And you have to have an order derived from a jury of my peers. And then, you know, you're going to see if 12 other people want you, one little son of a bitch, to be able to take their shit. This is what we're looking at. And this is what people can't seem to see, the simplest shit. I mean, none of this. I mean, when we go to arguing this stuff, they'll talk about goddamn, you know, states not having to enforce federal law and feds not, you know, not being able to make state laws and all this happy horseshit. I don't really give a I don't give a monk's fornication about any of that shit. As American national, I am more powerful than every son of a bitch in the government all put together. They cannot touch me. If the common law is in place, and if the people are willing to stand out with their guns like they did at Lexington Concord and say, no, you're not. That is their greatest fear, that the people would gain the footing. I mean, when I listened to Honeybee earlier, I mean, that really struck me. She says, well, people find that they don't, you know, don't want to go learn that. I mean, it's, I guess it's more fascinating going out and chasing child molesters around the block with no way to do anything about them. You can identify the hell out of them. They've been identified for 20, God, shit, more than that, for 50 years. And they've been here since the inception of this country. Only instead of the kids being taken out in the open like they are now, they were just taken and put in goddamn dungeons from other countries. But you say you want to do something about that, and you don't know the common law, you can't do nothing about it. I got news for you. Until we take back this country, we take back our common law jurisdiction and our authority, we can't do shit about it. What we're looking at every instance is a gunfight. Because these communists and these goddamn internationalists that are perpetrating this shit, they've got a standing army here. And it's just like the illegals. We don't want them here. Well, F you. We're going to come down there. We'll shoot you. Am I missing something here? So you can identify the problem all day long, but none of these problems are going to be solved until we take our country back and take our authority to prosecute our lives to prosecute the business of our country. Each and every, I mean, as far as any a problem that we're facing, from pedophiles to this goddamn recolonization, the people can take care of it real freaking easy. If our common law courts were in place, it wouldn't even have happened, people. As soon as the first one came over and some government piece of shit said, well, yeah, Raul's coming over here and he's going to tap into the American dream. Well, no, by God, he ain't. I ain't giving up my section of it. I'm taking you and Raphael to court and I'm taking everything you own and I'm sending Raphael's ass back over the border. And 12 of my neighbors, I'm going to look at him and say, guys, you see what they're trying to do here? He's not only taking from me, he's taking from you and you and you and you, and he's handing it over here to Raphael because he wants Raphael to come over here with a whole nother colonization force so that we can be slaves like them people down in Mexico. So what do y'all think? And I can just imagine people, I think that we're going to take everything that ex-government authority thought that it owns in his private life. And maybe, hey, you know what? Maybe a little punitive. Maybe we should jail that son of a bitch for a while. What do you think, guys? That's how they broke the communication. You know, one person, our communication with one another. They brought elements in. They took control of mass media just like they did in Germany. They took control through Hollywood, through the movies, just getting this freaked out goddamn false reality put in place. And now the false reality, we're looking here at a false reality, and I'm sitting here trying to tell you what the goddamn facts are that... And it's like this false reality is holds some kind of credibility just because it's become a fait accompli. It isn't a fait accompli. We are justified in shutting this shit down at any instance. And maybe if the people weren't so goddamn self-absorbed and getting a feather bed and being in their goddamn comfort zones. I mean, it's just so insane. Is it laziness? It's just a little bit of work and we'd all have everything we ever wanted. Instead of just a few sellouts having a little bit, they don't even get very big scraps from the table. But man, I'll tell you, they'll stab you and me in the back rather than face a smaller force, because it comes down to actually having to put yourself to the hazard. That's all I can see. We are absolutely in the right. And this isn't rocket science that I'm talking about here. This is just simple facts. But again, I mean, here we're playing these frickin' games. I mean, if I'm in a council meeting, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to tell these people, you have no goddamn authority to give away what belongs to me. Show me it. I would put it on paper. I would nail these bastards down. They tried this shit with where I live, man. There would be no question about it. And I'd take a mob with me. I'd say, goddamn it, people, you want to give it to them? Do you want your children to live like the children down in Mexico under 15 families going hungry? Because they ain't got the goddamn guts to stand up and take what belongs to them. And when they outnumber those 15 families, probably down there, 10,000 to 1. Are they just too ignorant? Are they just too cowardly? I don't know. Do they need someone to tell them when to get up in the morning, when to take a shit, and when to go to bed? Because that's really what it comes to. You tell me what I need this so-called, even within its limited form, the only thing I could possibly need it for was, well, dealing with foreign powers and dealing with military issues away from me, as far as you can keep it away from me. I'll fund your sorry asses, you son of a bitches. You know, it used to be going into the government was like selling yourself into bondage. You couldn't make it in the real world. So you had to take a government job. Oh, you poor son of a bitch. You must be pretty frickin' worthless because, and you know, Nowadays, you look at it, and there's more people employed in the goddamn government than there are people paying for this shit. And they were supposed to run that government on tariffs. It wasn't supposed to be eating out our substance. What we create was supposed to be ours, not them taking it for what they wanted to use it for internationally. We were not supposed to be a part of any international economy. It was supposed to be America for Americans, period. Disgusting people. Let's see what else we got going here. Oh, man, this kind of fits right in. Vice President Mike Pence to headline Coke Summit. And you know them Coke brothers, I guarantee you they were right in the midst of all this shit with getting that charlatan Trump up there. And now you're going to see them all start coming together because they're going to need a little more force because those so-called conservatives, people like Rand Paul, man, I mean, he's preached Constitution, and that's been his forte for so many years. And then, it looked kind of bad on him. He might not make the next election if he joins in with Donald Trump and his well-off-for-the-zillionaire crowd. After trying to go it alone, anyway, this is from Time. It was sent in by Katie for discussion. I'm from thetrenchesworldreport.com. After trying to go it alone on a failed health care repeal, the White House is cozying up to the outside conservative groups that many in the administration distrust or feel were insufficiently supportive during the 2016 campaign. If President Trump is going to prevail on his other goals, like tax reform, boy, you're going to see it. Like I said, how can they reform the tax that's going to help a poor man? Would somebody explain that to me? Because what they're going to do here, like I said, all they can talk about is growing the monster, growing government. How can you grow government and you say that the top 1%, they're going to drop, their rate's going to drop down to nothing. But we're still going to grow government. But there's going to be plenty of money for everything. Where's that money going to come from? Oh, you can say you're going to take it from the social programs, which there shouldn't be no socialism in this country to begin with. But when they take it from the social program, it's not going to go back into your my pocket. You really think that, it's like the welfare, man. You know that it's against federal law for an illegal to be on welfare, but the state forms that you get from welfare will tell you that it encourages you. You can get welfare even if you're not from this country. It's right on their goddamn forms. We printed it. And that's that should be an arrestable offense right there. That's a violation of federal law. But, oh, shit. What law? There was only one law in this goddamn country for the people. When they took our common law, they left us without law, people. They left us under a regime, under a military dictatorship. That's all that was left. That's all the hell it is left in the Constitution. There's only two jurisdictions in there. There's the common law and there's the admiralty. We have proven under the War Powers Act and the Trading with the Enemies Act that the common law jurisdiction and courts have been removed. What's left? What's left? What's left is admiralty. Totalitarian military dictator fucking ship is what we're living under. And we don't have to. We outnumber our oppressors 1,000 to 1, and we're sitting here, man, like I said, like the kid from Australia, the big kid from Australia, letting a little punk just punk him and beat the shit out of him until he finally cracked and snapped, and he just, boom, picked up. I mean, then he was a bad guy because he body slammed this little bastard who'd no doubt been tormenting him all his goddamn life. And that's why they try it. Look, when you turn around and say, no, God damn it, you're not going to do this to me. Oh, you unreasonable, you racist, you whatever in the hell they can call you. You're just a terrible son of a bitch because you do not want to allow somebody else to control your will and your life. You don't want somebody to lord over you. You don't want to support the third world as you become an international communist completely without rights, a goddamn slave. If you say, I don't want to be a slave, I mean, goddamn, the way they sell shit and then turn it 180 degrees around. If you're against slavery, well, goddamn, you're a racist, you're a terrorist, there's everything terrible about you. Communism is slavery, people. Abso-fucking-lute slavery. Fascism is slavery. Monarchies are slaveries. You're a slave. You're either a king or you're a slave. Or somewhere in between. But God, you are not a free man. And to goddamn the terrible thing to want to be free. It's just completely unreasonable. I don't know. I can see their argument here, can't you? This is why they can't argue it. That's why you do not see them confronting from the trenches. And Alex Jones, they'll play the game because he's a mainstream media piece of shit punk. They'll play his game and talk about his conspiracy theories. They will not come at us head on with the Bill of Rights, will they? You'll never see nobody come in and try to say, well, you're wrong about that, because by God, we're not wrong. We're absolutely 100% in the right by fact. They know it. This is their greatest threat, because under the Bill of Rights, we can do the unthinkable to them. We can say, no.
They'll snipe you, though. They'll snipe at you.
Oh, buddy, you better believe it. The sneaky bastards, oh, yeah, stick a blade in your back, shoot you from cover in the back. Absolutely. When people finally get it through their heads and finally see that, you know, you got nothing to lose, because in the end, they didn't buy those 40 billion rounds of goddamn hollow points, 40 caliber hollow points for target practice, and they can't be used in any theater of war. That is for the ditch. And anybody that doesn't, I mean, I'm just, oh, they'd never do that. Well, goddamn, they'd never do any of this shit we come up here with every day, would they? And when back in the day, they would never do those. We didn't need that Bill of Rights because they couldn't do that. They just wouldn't do that. They can't. Horse shit. Anyways, guys, we're up at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for, not tomorrow, but Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, David, man, he's really got a good format. I really like it, man. And today he calls it Oy Vey Friday on his It's Time to Break Free. And I really enjoy listening to it. And good job, David. And everybody stay tuned for David Rock with It's Time to Break Free. And that is The Word from the Trenches. Yeah.